This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Hide and Seek,
and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
Good gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
This is The Sextras, and you are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with Michael, rejoined into The Sextras by the wonderful Liam Clark. How you doing?
Terra Ertust.
I don't know what that means. We started last week's Sextras with a foreign language section as well, so that apparently is now a running thing.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us in the main episode. I just wanted to have an opportunity to just unpack a little bit more what we were talking about in regards to your personal experience. I mean, you, we have had this conversation off air.
Yep.
In that you haven't had this particular experience with everyone, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you've since had a really positive response from engaging with the local bear community. Did you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah. So after my unpleasant experience last year with a member of the Vic Bears, I this year just waltzed into the lair.
Did you literally waltz? Because that would have been great.
No, it was more of a flounce.
It was more of a chanson.
Yeah. I swanned into the lair after Babble Pop, which is on 8 p.m. on Saturday.
When is that?
8 p.m. Saturday on Joy 94.9. So after the end of Babble Pop, I missed my Mernda train, so I jumped on a Hurst Bridge instead and was like, well, I'll just go chill at the lair for a bit.
That plot twist, to derail the conversation completely, I miss the South Meringue because it always made me think of like meringues.
Yeah.
So the Mernda train goes to Mernda, but it used to go to South Meringue.
Yeah. I like Mernda.
It's very Mernda. It's a little bit like murder.
Yeah. But like lazier.
Mernda.
Anyway, so I went in there and it was actually one of the den nights, and I was greeted by one of the members of the committee who I am a friend of. And he was like, oh, hey, welcome. Are you a Vic Bears member? Do you want to join? And I'm like, what? Okay, sure.
But I'm a twink. Well, I'm a lanky guy.
Yeah, like three separate people, unironically, and not even as like an ally kind of thing. Like,
sure.
There wasn't any talk of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, do you want to join Vic Bears? So I did.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm now a Vic Bears member.
Despite
being like a naked weasel or something.
By being, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to stage, naked weasel. And we had this conversation on air in that you felt really supported in that particular interaction by, it wasn't forced inclusion. Like, oh, we know you've had this negative experience, so here, come along and we'll make sure that you have it. Like, when someone takes you out for your birthday, they're like, well, you're going to have an amazing night. Da, da,
yeah.
Da. It wasn't that forced inclusion. This was a really...
It was just a genuine...
Actual inclusion.
We know you are somebody who likes bears, and we are your friend. Do you want to join?
Would you like to enjoy some bears together?
Yeah. I think it was just also as much they wanted to make a little bit of money and, you know, get a new member.
Oh, I mean, obviously.
But you're
a regular around the traps, and you're seen within that, not necessarily within that community per se, but you float within those circles.
Yeah.
I'm adjacent. And so to me, you would be an obvious choice to be like, hey, are you not a member? Would you like to be? Like,
yeah.
Come and let's have this experience together. So as we've said throughout the main show, your experience is your experience only, Liam.
Yeah.
This isn't everyone's experience.
And it's absolutely not every person.
And this isn't every experience.
It's that thing, like, 99 people could say something really nice to you, and if just one doesn't believe in you,
you're like the you're like the reverse Lady Gaga.
Exactly. Yes, I am the reverse Gaga.
For anyone not paying attention to the press junket of A Star Is Born, you should definitely check out the compilations of Lady Gaga literally saying the exact same response to a question regarding Bradley Cooper single time.
But and I guess it's like verbatim. If they're going to ask her the same question, then
expect the exact same answer. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's just funny. It's articulated the same way. It's very funny, and it's not meant to be. Like, it's just it's very funny. It's very similar. It's very similar to when she was first getting up and started and would say, "Just an Italian girl from New York." Yeah, I'm just a down home girl, like really family oriented girl from New York. I'm from a Italian family. Da, da, da.
See, I don't know. Gaga's very self aware. I feel like almost it might be her trolling by just giving.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, that would be excellent. Just Gaga shit posting.
Yeah, exactly. but either way, I mean. Yeah, like you get one scathing comment after 99 great
positive ones and you remember that one. You remember the comment.
One, yeah. So it's that kind of sitch.
Yeah, it's the same when you read, you know, the comment section or reviews on a restaurant website. They might have 5 negative comments and 20 positive comments, but you know there's probably been 10 times more positive experiences. Just people that have a positive experience are less likely to leave reviews. And it's very, very much the same in the way that your brain archives information. You go, I'm not going to remember that, 20 people said that I was brown cow stunning. I'm going to remember, the one person that says you look like a fucking dumpster.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, you've really got to build a thick skin to deal with.
Yeah.
To deal with garbage people.
I'm a sensitive guy. I take stuff to heart, unfortunately.
Oh my god, you're fulfilling the stereotype. You're a skinny guy. Oh my god, you're effeminate. Oh my god, you're sensitive.
I am also verse, though.
You are also verse, yes. I know that from experience.
I do like the fucking. Wait, I can say that on this one, can't I?
You can. Wait, care for a fucking?
Yes.
Yes. And now we have discussed slender guys and twinks and lanky dudes on this week's episode. So I believe it's only appropriate that we delve into some erotic videography.
Oh.
That includes some slender guys.
Ooh.
This is the weekly download. Sorry, I just wanted to say loads again. Down. Loads on Joy
94.9. Oh.
Oh my god, they're off to a good start. So, right, this so video is called Twinks, is from twinkshomemade.com.
Oh fabulous.
Can we, oh, it's very low. There they go. Hopefully it doesn't get loud all of a sudden and I have to turn all the levels down. So this is, it looks very homemade.
Yeah,
it's,
that Duna cover is hideous.
Hideous! There is, oh, they have at least a 2 camera set up, which is nice. Their backboard looks like it's made from pallets, which I have an aversion to. Like, let's just make it out of pallets. It'll look really good.
I'm getting some very, like, we've just moved to college and we're setting up in our own house. And
it's very that. Yeah. And this was my bedspread from when I was 15, and I still have it.
Oh, I mean, that bedspread looks like it's from the 90s.
It very much does.
It's like a 90s board short.
Oh, okay. We've got bondage. I'm actually really enjoying the experience. Normally, we watch the video beforehand and then recant what we've witnessed. But I'm enjoying watching this and reviewing it in real time. It's very fun.
I'm also enjoying that this is a video in landscape and you're holding your phone in portrait. There we go.
Now I'll do what I want. Don't force me to be something other than I am, Liam. I'm that bitch. So there's obviously two shock and horror twinks, young guys. I really like the bottom. I presume he's going to end up being the bottom.
The one who's getting his ass eaten.
The one that's getting his ass eaten. And oh, they have a GoPro as well. I just noticed that. So they have a 3-camera system.
Oh,
okay. Now we're sort of, it's not really point of view. It's like side point of view.
Yeah, it's like armpit. I don't mind an armpit.
The bottom has this really cute, like, fluoro jockstrap, and I just...
He also appears to be wearing an anklet.
Like a restraint anklet.
Is that a restraint?
I think it is, yeah.
That would make sense. Otherwise, it looks like a leg warmer.
Yeah. Also, it's like an Andrew Christian-y kind of number. He likes his fluoros and his colours sort of thing. I just, at the moment, I have this affinity for fluoro jockstraps, and sure. I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm behind the trend. Like, there was a very...
No,
like,
it's probably coming
2017
back,
into 2018 was, like, fluoro harnesses, like, that you make yourself, and it was very, like... It was very that. But I'm only just now getting into them, so I'm enjoying this. There are restraints. The restraints coming in. So the restraints are attached to the bed.
I'm getting more interested in this pornography. It was a bit vanilla previously. Oh!
Oh, there's a bit of flipping over.
Are there any restraints? Because he just got flipped over really...
I think they attached one, I think.
But then they just flipped him over.
Maybe he started getting
that,
it.
That is a very aggressive, like, massaging of the anus.
The anus area. This bottom has a very nice bottom.
It's pert.
It is pert. It is, welcoming.
Yeah.
It is positioned at a welcoming angle.
Well, I mean, it is right now.
And normally I like my furry boys. Mm-hmm. I like a furry butthole.
Uh-huh.
But that I would eat off of that. That would be an experience.
I like eating all kinds of ass. I mean, as long as it's like
nice and fresh.
Yeah.
I want it nicely freshened up.
A little bit of sweat's fine. Like
sweat is fine.
I've just finished playing sports sweat.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want like you definitely didn't wipe your ass properly.
Ugh. Or the I haven't showered in several days.
You coming for my gig now? yeah, I like a nice clean surface.
Yeah.
Freshly showered is nice, but yeah, like if it's midday and you showered at 9, that's fine.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but generally I like it
and
relatively
tidy. And you
cycled
over to my house.
Yes, fresh sweat. That's what I want. Exactly. Like we've showered before we've gone out, and then at the club, I'm going to eat you out in the toilets.
Mm.
Like that's my aesthetic.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a bit of a jump cut there.
Which one is that? Oh, that's the guy that was.
I think they've swapped. So this was the bottom. He's now.
Was he? Oh no. Okay, yeah, it is him.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, he's like, still the.
Oh no, no, it was the top from before because he's wearing the black undies.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So he just flipped him over.
Yep.
Again.
He's a bit.
That's like his fourth rotation.
He's a bit manicured for my general taste, but, I mean, because the guy getting his dick sucked is relatively hairless generally. I like. If there's a really hairless guy and he's got like a full bush, I really like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Also.
But he's quite trimmed.
I feel like this is from a few years ago because he's got that Bieber hair.
He does. He's got Bieber hair. But it's it's like an uppercut of Bieber.
Yeah. I want like a undercut or a faux hawk kind of sitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could dig that. Yeah. I could dig that.
But I mean, this is very 2009 in hair.
And very.
And
it's
also
very that.
1991 in bedspread.
Yep. Oh, they've got toys as well. Okay, this is a very, you know, it's a versatile video. They've had some spanking. They've got some restraints, which they haven't really used.
They've got
a butt plug.
I feel like they're very much half-assing their kink play. But
it's not super kinky, but there's
no, but if they're giving, they're giving it a burl.
They're giving it a burl. And both boys have very lovely penises.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. I enjoy those penises.
And he enjoys that insertable.
He is enjoying that. And he's managed... Fuck. This is very good. He's managing to receive the dildo from... The top's doing most of the work in that regard. But he's also jerking off and holding the GoPro at...
Oh, he is holding the GoPro.
Yeah, at a reasonable angle.
Quite stable as well.
Yeah, quite stable. He's doing very well. Props. Props to your mama.
Like people calling you a bottom, but you're definitely versatile.
Oh, and he's... Oh, his dick got quite a lot bigger.
That is a big penis.
That is a big penis. Oh, an hour into the sexing.
That was a jump cut.
That was another jump cut.
Oh, fuck.
I do... So they jumped straight into the... I don't know how far into the teasing process that was, but he just went bang and sat pretty much right on his dick.
To the point where they just completely are facing the opposite direction.
Yeah, a bit of reverse cowgirl action.
Yeah. Oh, it is reverse cowgirl, isn't it?
Yeah. Good...
Oh, and he's... He's
doing the bend over.
The top who was lying down.
Now has the GoPro.
but
no, I generally like a little bit of...
the top who's wearing the anklets. The little...
They both are.
Are they?
Yeah, no. So the top has red anklets, and then the bottom has black sort of leather ones.
Why is the top wearing restraints?
I don't know. Maybe there's a series. Maybe there's more that we haven't seen.
Maybe he came straight from the set of the other pornography.
Maybe.
And I mean, that's banking. He's got a paddle right there. That's what that is. That feels very like... Half-assed.
It's also a difficult angle to slap someone at because you could accidentally slap your own dick.
Yeah, that's why you hide it. Oh, now that
another jump cut.
Another jump cut.
They could have used some star wipe, honestly, or a nice like fade.
Yeah, go hard or go home.
Yeah, go hard or go home. Use that Adobe Premiere trial suite. Like you go for it.
Oh come on, it's more.
You
like
use those After Effects.
Use those Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah, I'm into this. I'm enjoying it.
I'd like a little. I'd like. a little more fetishy for my taste, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not fetish Twinks homemade. Like, it's, I don't think it's marketed specifically as a fetish thing.
It's not.
There's a little bit of kink thrown in, which is appreciated
more
when...
More than I expected.
From Twink porn. And maybe
from
Twinkhomemade.com. And maybe that's just... Yeah, maybe that's my own... Like, from the Twink porn that I've downloaded in my past or streamed from wherever, it's been... Oh,
that went over his shoulder.
It did go over his shoulder. Oh, they're very sneaky. This is a very short clip. And we just saw the bottom come, but it was a very quick, and then it went to the Twinks homemade
logo.
Logo, like, if you want to see more, go here. I thought we'd at least get the full finishing.
That easily clears his head.
That easily clears his head. I hope it went in his hair.
Oh, it's like, twinkshomemade.com, boys take control of the cameras. That's why they're holding a GoPro.
Oh, right. I don't think I saw that at the start.
No, I didn't.
Download the full-length video at... You know, I would download the full-length video at twinkshomemade.com from that.
I feel like we don't need to. We saw pretty much the whole thing.
I saw most of it, but I would like to see the top cut.
That was more than just a highlights reel.
That was an extended highlights reel.
Yeah.
That was the sextras. That was good. So we always rate our... porn out of five, and we give it a different rating each time.
Yep.
So I would like to rate it out of leg cuffs. How many leg cuffs out of five would you give that?
Am I coming from this from a Liam who knows kink and knows it pretty well, or a intended audience kind of?
That's a very good question. That's never been posed before.
Because I think the way I would view that is going to be different the way the intended audience would view that.
Sure. So I go into it thinking, I am in the market for twink porn, and I'm watching.
Okay, so somebody in the market for who would go to twinkshomemade.com, four? I mean, well, no, 3.5. They don't really get used. But maybe it does in the full video.
No, yeah, maybe it does in the full video. So I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt and say that it either does or there's another video that's part of a series that it gets used. Otherwise, it would be very strange that they're just wearing these cuffs and nothing else happens. Yeah, I think I'm also going to give it 4 stars. And I would think I would like to see the full video to figure out whether it gained points, whether it lost points.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it could just be that the leg cuffs, maybe they feel like that's kind of like a limited fetish thing. Like guys who wear harnesses and not realize they're for grabbing onto while you're fucking someone.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than when you're with a receptive partner for the first time and he's wearing a harness and you grab it and he's never had his harness grabbed before.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and it, like the penny drops. And he's, oh, that's what that's for.
Yeah, which is why I don't like those neoprene ones.
It's no, like, I feel like they're going to like, yeah, it's like grabbing someone by the wetsuit.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. I like a leather harness. I don't own much rubber. What's a rubber or harness good for yanking? Like, is there much of yanking going on?
It depends. I mean, the rubber harness I have is thick rubber, so yes.
I would imagine so. Are there many thin ones, really?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But maybe.
And if you had, so to curtail from twinks into rubber, if you've got this particular harness, Would it be easier to play and fuck with if you had rubber also underneath that harness or if it was against bare skin? Like, in terms of, like, if you yank it and the rubber's not well lubed, is it going to, like, rub on the other rubber and catch and then potentially tear? I mean...
No.
Okay.
I mean, not unless you're wearing the harness the wrong way around and the sharp bits are on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, if the... I mean, your rubber would be polished up anyway, but if it wasn't fully polished... when you put rubber on rubber, it...
It would need to be completely dry and completely, like, friction-y and sharp. Like,
yeah.
You can't just, like... If you got two completely friction-y pieces of rubber and, like, rub them on each other, they're going to break.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if the skin-touching rubber is a bit thinner, whether it would... Like, if you've got a thick rubber harness on thin rubber, whether it would potentially do any damage.
Not unless it was 0.2.
Yeah. Okay.
0.2 millimeter rubber is like extremely fragile.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still getting over my tonsillitis. But it's now just a dry cough. So I've taken to recanting what gives a particular porn points and what lost it points for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think what lost it for me was they dabbled into the into the fetish and kink stuff, but I would have liked it to go on just a little bit further. Like, even just use the restraints, I think would have been cool.
It felt a little bit half-assed.
Yeah. And given we saw, it was only a shortened clip, but we saw the end, and it didn't look like at the end when we got that really quick cum shot that the restraints were used. So I don't think they get used.
Yeah.
Maybe they get used halfway through or at the start. Like,
it seems kind of pointless to be wearing that. And also the top was wearing the restraint.
So maybe the... Maybe it's a series. Maybe they switch and there's a bit of versatile action going on. What gave like it points for me was the fluoro jock. I really liked that. Both boys had very lovely penises.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom had a very nice bottom. Looked very edible. I would have munched. I would have munched. And even though I only got a little bit of a taste, the cum shot looked really good.
Yeah, like, that was a cool cum shot.
And we were talking about this a little while ago about our shooting techniques and how Tim doesn't have great shooting technique because he has a PA and it just sort of like becomes a bit of like a hose that's got a cut in it. It just goes and just kind of goes everywhere. But I have terrible aim, but I have good distance.
Yeah.
So I can get like, when people are like, oh my God, I nearly got it on my face. I'm like, on my face, I nearly got it on my neighbor's face. Like, it goes like well behind my
head. Oh yeah, I've hit the ceiling before.
I don't know where I've hit the ceiling. I have very high ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you do. I, at the time, did not add like a standard 2.4 meter ceiling.
Yeah, I could reach that. Not every day, but when you've edged for a while and you've really worked up to it.
That's an edging session.
And you've had plenty of fluids, because that's important too, because you need lots of liquid in your body.
I've definitely hit myself in the face a lot.
Oh yeah, a lot. And both myself and my partner have quite extensive beards, even though mine was hacked off. It has since regrown. I don't really like getting jizz in my beard. Unless I'm going to shower like... right after, like, I like being able to just like towel off and be like, okay, now let's go out for brunch.
Conversely, I like jizzing in a beard.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it's my revenge because I can't grow one.
Possibly. I mean, you can grow a little bit of scruffy, like,
I get a little bit of fluff on the chin.
A bit of fluff on the chin. Yeah, I'm more of a, I mean, an internal jizz is always nice, but if it's an external jizz, I'm more of an on the chest, I think, or like over the butt than an in the beard. And I think that's purely because watching it go in someone else's beard, I'm like, no, that's giving me like, I don't want it in my beard, so I don't want it in your beard.
I think my main preference of place to jizz, or if I'm, particularly if I'm getting it on me, is definitely on my chest, because it's the easiest to clean up.
Oh yeah, that's nice. I don't mind the messiness of the, funnily enough, I don't know what that is. I don't mind the messiness of chest.
You have a hairier chest than I do though. So
I mean, it's not as hairy as my beard, obviously.
It's just like a quick towel wipe and I'm
done. It's a bit of a towel wipe. Like, also, I can easily towel off and chuck a t-shirt on and not be worried about like jizz coming through it.
I have that concave chest thing.
Oh yes, yeah.
Which oh yeah, that's also why I'm like super insecure, I guess.
Yeah.
But it pulls in there and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
Jizz pool party.
Jizz pool
party.
Well,
we're not going to talk about my sexcapades.
Yes! Yes! Yes, we have to talk about your sexcapades. This is a great story. I think I've heard this story like three times and I still love it.
And then there's like my two greatest sex stories.
Okay, so your embassy story.
Yes.
Starts, I believe, so you were over in Europe for Eurovision, correct?
No.
Oh, what were you doing?
I just got into Estonia because I was studying there.
Correct, yes.
And I was in the capital city, but I was not living in the capital city. So I was staying in the capital for a couple of days before I headed down to Tartu, or Tartu, if you're unable to roll your R. So I was in Tallinn for a couple of days, and I met a guy on Recon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, you want to come over? Or like,
why don't you come on up and fuck me in the ass sometime?
Or vice versa.
Yeah, or vice versa.
And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And he comes and picks me up in his car. Mm-hmm. It's very fancy, and I don't realize it's particularly fancy. And then we drive to this like fancy apartment building, which I, again, don't realize is like especially fancy for Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go up, he like puts a blindfold. No, he put a hood on me.
Oh.
Like one without, well, the blockout ones. And and I was wearing my rubber underneath my clothes. Oh,
come on, eyes wide shut.
Yeah, so we get in the apartment and am I going into the details?
Okay. The full details. We want the full story.
So this happened like 7 years ago now, so I don't remember the full sexy sex. I remember at one point I was tied down and then he untied my legs and lifted them up and fucked me. And then at another point, he tied them back down again and unzipped my suit and then fucked himself on me. And I know there was some, like, heavy bondage at some point, and I think I might have been mummified or something.
Oh. I think I think I remember you saying you were mummified.
Yeah, I don't remember the full details, but I know it went for quite a while. And then at the end of it, he undid the hood, we had a shower. Again, his apartment was swanky, so nice. We had a beer. It was really nice. And that was about the time I realized that he wasn't Estonian.
Did you have like a Scooby-Doo reveal? You're not Estonian, and you rip the mask off. And
no, it was more that I just recognized that his accent was not Estonian.
Sure. you were otherwise distracted earlier.
Yeah. and there wasn't a lot of talking on the way over. Like, going into some like submissive, dominant sort of thing. It's kind of like my favorite kind of thing, where it's like really intense at the start, and then at the end you just like have a beer and chill out, and it's like not intense anymore, and you kind of need that wind down, the aftercare. And then he's like, okay, I've got a big day tomorrow. Do you want me to drive you back to your hostel? And I'm like, yeah, great, cool. So I get my clothes, and he rushes back to grab his wallet or something, and mm-hmm. I go out into like the main area,
into the foyer,
of this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the apartment's a lot bigger than it looked. It was like there was a living part of this apartment, which sure. otherwise had more rooms to it. And I turn around, and there was a big coat of arms on the wall and a bunch of flags. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in an embassy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at the little card, and it's got, you know, the name of the ambassador, and that was
uh-huh.
it. And I'm like, oh, did I just get fucked by the ambassador of this country in the embassy? And then he came
out. And you absolutely did.
Yeah, I did. and I'm reluctant to name.
To disclose country. That. Yeah, because yeah, you would, but the person would be identifiable. So
yes, let's not do that. He is not from a... I can say he's from an Eastern European country. I sure. was in Eastern Europe. And he was not... his government knows. And mm-hmm. they were going to post him to somewhere in the Middle East. And then he was like, maybe let's not
do that.
Yeah. So I think he's now the ambassador of a Scandinavian country.
Okay.
Which is a sweet gig.
Sweet gig. Sweet gig.
Sweet gig. But yeah. And my other great sex story is when I was driving with a friend to Latvia. And we had sex on the border. And I was in Estonia.
Like across the border?
Yeah. I was in Estonia. He was in Latvia. And about 6.5 inches of me was also in Latvia.
I want to do that thing where people go to the place in the States where the four corners meet.
Oh, the five states.
Is it five states? That's or five. Four?
I'm pretty sure
I thought it was four.
I thought it was five. No, four makes more sense.
I mean, it could be five.
And this is like a little bit going,
Well, I mean, they don't all necessarily have to be like square. It doesn't have to be four right angles. They could meet at a wonky sort of...
I thought it was five. I thought it was like... I know there's definitely four. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I want to be like... Like Twister, like
Wizzy
one,
dizzy.
Like one arm and one hand, like in each
left,
state, and be
left
like
hand, rant, rant. Nebraska,
left hand Nebraska, left hand Nebraska. I'm gonna look it up because I don't want our podcast listeners to think that we're idiots.
Read us for Phil.
Four states, USA. Four Corners Monument. Maybe it's just a monument to the Australian television show, uh-huh. Four Corners.
Five Corners is the only place in the US where five states meet. It does not exist anywhere else in the USA. It is...
Okay, right? So there's also a Four Corners. We're both right.
Why is it only... Oh, wait, no. The Five Corners is a... Oh, right. The Five Corners was a Simpson thing, and they were making fun.
Oh, they were making fun of it.
It was a Treehouse of Horror. I'm wrong. But at least it was...
But you were a little bit right because it was on TV at some point.
At least it was a pop culture reference.
Yeah, so the Four Corners is Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico. Which do all meet in a sort of right angle, like four squares kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. There we are. It is most likely based on the real USA attraction, the Four Corners.
Yeah.
Which I believe is where Lee Sales lives.
And she just flies every day to come and record.
She's just standing there waiting for the government to fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much. She's waiting for a moment to strike.
Yeah.
Well,
as Scott Morrison cowers in fear.
Bless. Well, I think that has been all for our Sextra content for this very special episode of Hide and Seek, where unfortunately Tim is not here. He will be back in a couple of weeks, hopefully with many sexy stories to tell from Argentina. This has been Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We would very much like you to subscribe if you have not already on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Head to joy.org.au/hide and seek to find our subscription page, and you can follow us on Instagram. You can find the porn that we have reviewed. We will post it to our Tumblr. We will not post it to our other platforms because we will definitely get kicked off. And what we would also love is if you do find us on iTunes, please leave us a review, because then hopefully you've liked this show and you will leave us a lovely positive review, and then we will get more positive reviews and we'll go up in the charts and people will see our podcast that may be relevant listeners, and we would enjoy that also.
And please do all of those things except for the porn thing for Babble Pop.
Don't post any porn on the Babble Pop page, which is joy.org.au/babblepop.
It is indeed.
It is indeed.
We are also podcasted. We are also on Facebook. Believe we have an Instagram. I know we have a Spotify playlist.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So if you are one of the very niche subscribers to both kinky sex-related content from Hide and Seek on Joy, yeah, and also enjoy a bit of foreign language pop content, then subscribe to both.
Do it. I mean, why not? I like both, so you should too.
Indeed you should. This has been Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Until next week, thank you so much for joining us in the studio for the Sextras, Liam.
Bye, Loon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.